Cherry Pop Reads At the Bus Stop, Part 1, written by SGA. Colin first met Kara at the bus stop on the way home after work. Kara was sitting there, and Colin sat down next to her. She didn't say anything, but seemed to be looking in Colin's direction. After about half a minute of silence, she did speak up.
Hey, you waiting for the bus?
Yeah, the number 10.
Nice. So, as we're both sitting here, why don't we introduce ourselves? I'm Kara. What's your name?
It's Colin. Pleasure to meet you.
Same to you.
They spent the next few minutes talking to each other. Kara was a student studying biological engineering, and Colin worked at an IT firm down the street. The conversation seemed to be going well, but the bus pulled up and Colin stood.
This is me.
Oh, okay then.
Kara stood up too, as if to follow him.
Are you coming too?
Nah, I only live over there.
Then why were you...
See you around.
But instead of answering, Kara ran off into the night. Colin didn't see her all day until the next evening, when she was again sitting at the bus stop. This time, however, she greeted him with a friendly smile.
Hi, nice to see you again, Colin.
Yeah, hi.
To answer your question from yesterday, I'm sitting here to talk to you.
Colin's heart skipped a beat. He didn't know what to say to that. What reason would a pretty girl like her have to talk to him? Still, he had to say something.
Ah, I see.
Another pause. Colin looked at Kara and noticed something odd. She looked a bit taller.
Are you a bit... What's up?
She beamed at him. He must have been imagining it.
Nothing. It's nothing.
Another pause. Colin struggling to think what to say.
So, why did you want to talk to me?
Well, you're fun to talk to. Why else?
Colin wasn't the best with people, but even he could spot such a blatant lie. Colin left a pause for her to come clean, but she just stared back at him.
That's fair enough. You're pretty fun to talk to as well.
Really? Thanks.
Just then, the bus pulled up again, and at the same time, Kara hopped off the bench and ran off.
Well, I'll be back tomorrow, Colin.
Okay. See you later.
True to her word, Kara was there the next day too.
Colin! Nice to see you again.
She stood up to greet Colin, and he was sure this time. She was definitely taller. A good inch taller at least, pretty much matching Colin's height. And her clothes looked a little tight on her.
Hold on. Aren't you...
What's up?
But he couldn't bring himself to say it. It was such a weird thing to say to an acquaintance.
Nothing. So, how's engineering going?
Yeah, it went pretty well today. For my project, we were working on assembling.
The pair talked until the bus arrived once more, but Colin didn't learn anything more until the following day.
Colin, hi!
Kara was now at least 6 inches taller than she had been, about a head taller than Colin, her clothing clearly straining. It wasn't even subtle anymore. It was so blatant. Colin didn't even think about what he was saying.
Aren't you taller than yesterday? Wow, at last. That took you long enough. Wait, you mean you knew?
Well, growing this tall isn't exactly something I could miss. I was just, waiting for you to bring it up.
You were? Why didn't you say? I thought I was going mad.
Well, because it was funny to watch you try to ignore it.
Right, well, I'm glad I'm amusing to you.
Though, you've probably been wondering why I come out here to talk to you every night, huh?
Yeah, I honestly haven't been able to figure it out.
Well, it's because I recognized you. You see, a while ago, when I was walking home, I saw you sitting here on your phone, and you were on a... particular story website.
Colin froze. She couldn't mean...
Do you mean... SGA Audio?
Yeah. I wanted to bring it up to you as a fellow listener, but I couldn't really bring it up in case you didn't want to talk about it. So, I thought of a different way to catch your attention.
Wait, are you talking about your growing?
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised it took you 3 whole days to bring it up, though. I mean, sheesh, take a hint.
Sorry.
It's cool. I'm just teasing you.
Just then, with the worst possible timing, the bus arrived.
Anyway, I'll speak to you tomorrow, yeah?
Sure. See ya.
With more answers and even more questions, Colin left on the bus and waited the agonizing 24 hours until he was back in the bus stop again.
Hi, Colin.
Again, Kara was a good head taller than she had been yesterday, now leaving Colin's eyes down level with just below her breasts. She seemed to have purchased new clothes, though, as they seemed to fit her okay.
How on earth do you grow so quickly?
Funny you should ask that. I wanted to show you that too. Remember how I said I studied biological engineering? Well, I was inspired by some of the stories. Not to get too technical, but some of the science in them isn't exactly wrong. So I looked into it, and hey presto, made myself a potion of sorts.
Wow, really? So you made a growth potion?
Close. Actually, I made a potion that lets me control my growth.
Wait, that's possible?
You want to see?
You bet I do!
Okay, I need to concentrate.
Her expression shifted to one of concentration, but after a moment, she let out a moan.
There. That's the stuff.
Wow! That's incredible!
I know, right? How big can you, get?
I don't know.
Did you want to see?
Yeah, this is incredible.
Well, I'll keep growing then.
Colin watched on as Kara's body swelled out, her newly fitting clothes quickly beginning to strain as she swelled outwards, impossibly in front of him. Each moan that came out of her mouth added an inch to her height, and then another, and another. Her head rose up and up until she just about doubled Colin's own height. Her clothes stretched practically to their limit, already showing a lot of skin on her belly.
I didn't think this kind of growth was possible, you know, in real life.
Well, I've just... proved that it is... Because this is happening, possible or not.
You're so beautiful.
Wait, really?
She stopped growing, and her face flushed a bright red. In a fraction of a second, Colin also realized the words he'd said, and his face too blushed.
Sorry. That was, wow. Nobody's ever said that before. Yeah. Thanks.
No problem.
Anyway, I should grow some more.
Please do.
Kara concentrated once again, and once again her head began to rise up and up. Very quickly, her clothing tore away, piece by piece, causing Colin to blush as more and more of her skin was made visible. He could feel his heart beating faster as he watched her growing yet again. While she concentrated on growth, Kara couldn't help but look down at him blushing at her nudity. He looked so cute, and she just wanted to hug him. She wondered how he'd respond if she told him the other reason that she'd come to talk to him. She wondered if he'd realize the implication that she was making by showing off her growing body to him like this. Colin, too, wondered on this point. She wouldn't do this for just anyone, would she? Surely not. All the while, Kara kept growing, taller and taller. Colin stood there, shocked and amazed at the same time as she grew. When he was level with her knees and she was about four times his height, she stopped growing.
Whew! That was pretty great. Shame about the new clothes, but oh well. I'm a growing girl. Here. I've always wanted to try this.
Kara reached down and wrapped one of her hands around Colin.
But be careful! Oh, quieten down. I'm always careful.
Colin found himself being lifted up by Kara until he was once again level with her face.
There. You see? Perfectly careful.
Colin found himself entirely surrounded by Kara's fingers. She had already grown that tall, and he truly believed in her abilities now. The question was, what would she do next?
Hey, that's the end of the audiobook. Did you enjoy it? If you did, why not give it a 5-star rating on Gumroad so others can enjoy it too? It'd really help me out and I'd really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Have a great day.